we head to Ivy Tech, and joining us is our great friend, the newly birthday boy, Chancellor Eric Coyne, jumps in with us. He had a big birthday last Friday. Good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Glass. Doing great out here at Ivy Tech. We wish we had a little more sun, but, you know, take what we can get.
You know, I was so excited with Indiana winning three in a row, I didn't even give a forecast earlier. Can you believe that? I mean, we haven't had a three-game winning streak this year, so you'll have to forgive my exuberance in that spot. 55 and cloudy. Maybe we'll get it to 56 today if we all pull together as a team. But everybody at Ivy Tech tomorrow, Chancellor Coyne, is going to need their umbrella. The chance of rain starts tonight late, so that's the early hours. Rainfall near a half an inch during the day and a half an inch during the night. Well, that's almost a full inch tomorrow, but at least it'll be in the mid-60s. Well, that's a good way to wrap everything up. When do you guys head for spring break?
We start spring break here on campus, so Saturday we'll wrap up our last of finals, and so spring break will start right after that.
Very, very nice. So it'll be a little rainy on Saturday. But those of you sticking around, if you can get through 47 and sunshine on Sunday, we're going to be in the 60s all of next week, and then the 50s the back end of the weekend. So spring break means you're closed, you're going to lock up the shop, everybody goes, no, that's just for the students. You and your staff stick around and are looking to help people looking to improve their lives through education from their job, from job training. You guys can help all that stuff out.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got spring registration still going on. You know, because we have the 8-week class format, if you missed out, you know, in January and you're like, oh, I missed it, I guess I have to wait till August. No, we got you covered. So classes start March 18th, registration going on right now. So you can come in next week, get registered for classes so that you can get started on Monday, March 18th and get that, catch that second spring session. Say that's a mouthful.
Say that three times fast. So go ahead.
Yeah. At that second spring session and get a head start on summer, right? And then you can roll, get their summer registration starts March 18th. So right as summer and fall registration begins March 18th, right as classes begin for second spring session. So
multiple ways to get involved.
18th is a big, exciting day. What we like to do is we get a bunch of students in here. We can get you registered for summer, for fall. It's all online these days, Glass. It's no more going and hanging out in the gymnasium waiting for, you know, online. It's all online these days, but you come and meet with an advisor, and what they do is they'll put all the classes, they'll get everything all squared away, and they'll put it in your shopping cart. So then on March 18th, all you got to do is hit enroll, boom, and you're good to go. So just because registration starts on the 18th doesn't mean you can't get a head start and come meet with one of our advisors and get all squared away. So lots of exciting things going on. We really pride ourselves here on making the process as seamless as possible for our students. And so come in, see us. We will sit down with you. We'll kind of go through everything. We'll streamline everything for you, make it as simple as possible. Come see us. Give us a call, 812-330-6013. Or you can always email us at bl-info@ivytech.edu. So pretty exciting. Lots going on over the next couple weeks as we, you know, finish up finals this week and then roll into the spring session. And then, heck, we're going to be rolling right into graduation on May 10th. So it's going to be here before you know it.
Don't blink.
Lots of great stuff going on. And, as long as we're talking about March, mid-March. So let's talk about the Ides of March. March 15th is when we open up registration and applications for our nursing and health sciences selective programs. So unfortunately, we don't have space for everybody to get into our nursing program and some of our health sciences programs like respiratory therapy, radiation therapy. So you've got to apply for those programs, and that starts on March 15th, and the deadline is May 15th. So we always encourage folks to, you know, do it early. If you have questions, give us a call. You know, again, that's 330-6013, or reach out to us via our website, you know, visit us at ivytech.edu/Bloomington. Plenty of information there on the online application and how to get your healthcare career started, because we need healthcare folks working in nursing and all the different healthcare specialties. And so really want to get encourage folks to come out for that and get things going there.
Now, all you have to do is write down the 15th, because March 15th is the application. That's when it starts. April 15th, that's when we need everybody to have their FAFSAs filled out, plus it's tax day. I don't have to remind everybody of that. And then May 15th is the deadline for that application for the nursing and health sciences program. Now, you talked about it's very competitive to get into. Is that something that you will be looking to expand as we get down the years here? Or how does that work? Because obviously you've identified the demand, the community and the business community needs these people into it. What's the next step for that program, do you feel?
I think there's a lot of opportunity for growth, but it's unfortunately not just as simple as us hiring a few more instructors and building more, you know, and adding more classrooms. Part of it is we have to partner with local facilities, local hospitals, IU Health, Monroe Hospital, all great partners of ours here in the region, and because our healthcare students have to get clinical hours before they can graduate. And so, you know, you can only get so many clinical hours depending on the size of a hospital, depending on, you know, how many opportunities there are in a particular region. So we're a little limited on that. We've got some ideas on how we can work within that system to try and add more nursing slots. And so I don't want to get too far ahead of my ski tips here, but we've got some ideas coming down the pike on how we can try and add some more nursing slots in the future. And so, it'd be great if it was just a matter of like build a new building and fill it up. But unfortunately, you know, the way the credentialing works and the licensing works, you've got to be able to find the clinical opportunities. And so we have had a great partnership with IU Health and our other, you know, Monroe Hospital and other partners in the region. We did a full study this last fall and went out and met with all of our partners in the 8 counties that we serve to really get a good handle on how many clinical opportunities there are, where we can, you know, where we might we grow, where might there be some scale opportunities. The legislature is also taking this on. The legislature is looking at how can we really update our requirements for who can be a nursing instructor, and is there can we have full-time nurses serve in part-time roles as nursing faculty for us in a hospital setting, for example. Some of these things, you know, kind of on the surface, you look at them and you go, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Let's do that. So, we're going to get to some of those things. The legislature's taking a look at that. I think there's a real opportunity for VR to play a leading role in the coming years. And so I am optimistic that we're going to be able to add some more, get some more nurses through the program. But it definitely is a take a village kind of thing. And we're really fortunate here in our region to have great partners with our healthcare providers here in the region to really go forward.
Well, that's a big teaching hospital over there, isn't it? Wasn't that part of that big build of $500-600 million over there, is to have all that clinical fun stuff? So hopefully yep, they can fit you in over there, my good friend. That would be helpful. Did you have a good birthday? Did you have a little fun with the family?
Yeah, we did. We had a good time.
Oh, good. Good, 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 good. Now, as we get through, as you mentioned, classes for the next 8 weeks, March 18th, we can start registering for summer. If people are looking down the road, which usually some of them will, guest students play a big part. People coming home for summertime from other schools, but they want to keep sharp or keep ahead or get some more credits. Well, Ivy Tech can help.
Absolutely. We do a lot. We service a lot of guest students who either are at IU or are coming home for the summer. And you know, I know if there's parents or grandparents listening, you know, make sure you let your college age student know. We generally offer smaller classes. We can provide tutoring service, wraparound services, oftentimes that, you know, at a larger institution just isn't able to supply. And so it's a great chance for you to, you know, catch up on some credits, get ahead on some credits as you look forward to, you know, I like to tell folks, think about your last year of college. You know, what can you do today to try and make that a little easier? Because then, you know, you want to think about finding a job. You're going to think about looking for, you know, where am I going to go?
Internship, sure, yeah. All that.
Sure, you know, be applying for a master's program, stuff like that. So that last semester, that last year of college actually ends up being a pretty busy year. So, you know, this is a chance to take some gen ed classes, small setting, you know, get ahead. Plus, we are an incredibly affordable option. And so love to have folks with us.
Who do your hours transfer to? Is that's not an issue either, is it?
It is not. We transfer to pretty much any four-year college on our gen ed requirements, and so on our general education classes. And so you obviously, you know, if you're at a particular university, you want to check with us first, right, before you jump right in. But I feel pretty confident that those classes will transfer. But, you know, hey, it's worth checking. Give us a call, 812-330-6013. We'd love to sit down and review your transcript with you and tell you where we can help you out. It's a great opportunity because, and frankly, most of those classes are online. And so, you know, as you're home for the summer, learn at your own pace, do it at your own time, and knock some of those credits out. So great opportunity there.
Speaking of opportunities, the marketing department over there at Ivy Tech has thrown into my inbox the your early reservations for the Yellowwood opening for lunch on Thursday, April 11th. And Thursday, April 18th, cafe and patio seating is available. Reservations are required. Thank you. Thank you, Ivy Tech, for doing that, because you know what? We're all busy. And when you get that reminder, you're like, oh, that's, I only get two chances in April. So I better pay attention to that. And, well, that's another exciting time. We know the coffee store has been the winter part. Now we'll get to the spring part.
Yeah, we're going to continue the coffee shop. It'll be on Wednesdays from 9 to 1 o'clock in the Yellowwood, starting March, whatever that Wednesday is, right after spring break, and then it'll run through the end of the semester, and then the Yellowwood will then have those Thursdays for lunch on the 11th and 18th. So pretty exciting. One of the chancellor perks is you get to go around you visit with students, and finals week, I try to limit my wandering around, and, you know, they're all trying to study and they're trying to get at it. And, but if you just randomly, if just by chance, I happen to be walking down the hallway as the, candy and dessert class was wrapping up their final and they needed somebody to help taste some of their goodies, I just walking by, and oh my Lord, let me tell you, the chocolates and the pastries and the desserts were delish. They knock it out of the park. Absolutely fantastic work being done by our students. Stacey Strand runs an incredible program there, and that program is also growing. We, enrollment's been growing the last few years and continues to be a well-sought-after program. But they just, these are things that, as a chancellor, you know, it's my duty to do.
Boy, if you're going to pull rank, that's exactly what it's for.
Yeah,
get up there to the front of the line. Yes, I'll judge everything. Bring your pastries, bring us your scones, whatever it is you may have back there, and I will make sure we get a good one there. I have just filled out my form online for a reservation for the Yellowwood, so we'll see if I'm accepted into such events coming up in April.
Have some celebrity judging when the time comes.
Yeah, I did that once for a chili cook-off. It was interesting. We'll leave it at that. It was interesting.
The students are, you know, it's just so much fun to watch them when they finish a final and they know they've done, you know, you can just see the pride.
Yeah, you based it. You nailed it, right?
great. Yeah, it's awesome to see that, you know, that sort of, and then when they present you their dessert and they tell you about it and you see that excitement, you get to just feel it. That's the energy. That's what we're bringing to the community. It's that energy, right? It's that passion for what they're doing, and it energizes me. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, also your partnership with the Red Cross and setting up blood drives, that's been going on for a few years now. And we know spring break's coming up, and we come back and the 8 week starts, boom, boom, boom. Well, this will get going in the first week of April, and that's another great way to become a community partner is by giving blood.
Absolutely. In fact, you can come out tomorrow from 1 to 6 in Shreve Hall, and then Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th, we'll also have the Red Cross out here. So
you'll probably want my blood before spring break, not after spring break.
Right. That's most likely the case. That's very true.
Now, Shreve Hall, you can rent that out for events, right? Every week I see. Didn't you just have a great event with My Sister's Closet? Wasn't that out there last week or the weekend before that? It's like every other week I look up and there you are, the community college, a community partner, helping people raise money. That's fantastic. Is that open to anybody, or do I have to drop your name to get my event at Shreve Hall?
You do not. You do not. I mean, you know, it never hurts to name drop. But just give us a call, 812-332-1559, and we'd be happy to see if we can accommodate you and if your event would, you know, if our facilities would be appropriate for your event. I think, you know, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Bloomington will be out here soon for Smart Girls, Strong Women, and some other events that we're excited to host here coming up. So, yeah, we genuinely, you know, we're your community college, right? We're a community partner here. We are here to help. So if we can be that community partner to help an event happen, provide a venue, you know, we are excited to do that. And everything from, you know, we support everything from, you know, four or five people need a small place to meet, all the way up to events of about 300 people. So pretty exciting.
Yep, everybody was excited about that big event last Friday from My Sister's Closet out there. So, again, always helping out. I did an event there with Kiwanis last October. That was great. So, yep, you need a referral. Well, you don't need many of them. That's a fantastic, fantastic space. Having any spring break fun, or are you going to be working there, getting ready to get everybody back to class on the 18th?
No, I'm going to go try and stick my feet in the beach, in the sand, so we'll see.
Oh, boy. I hope I run into you.
I'm sunscreened up, a lot of sunscreen. So
I'll be the guy taking a nap on the beach. That'll be me, and I can't wait. So enjoy your travels, my great friend. We will talk, not next week, when we get back and all the fun of the second 8 weeks of the spring semester, and we've teased some of the things coming up in April. Boy, it'll be here before we know it. Thank you so much for your time. Travel safe, buddy, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Glass. Happy spring break. Safe travels to anyone, everybody in the listening community, and have a great spring break. Talk to you soon.